I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This weekend marks the second annual Mountaineer Heritage hunting season. We'll talk a little more about what that's all about coming up in a moment. Thursday through Sunday is the Mountaineer Heritage hunting season, a season in which hunters in the state can kill either sex deer or bear using primitive methods. Brett Skelly, the assistant deer project leader with the West Virginia DNR, explains it's a throwback season.
Essentially allows hunters to use kind of the old-timey stuff, the percussion, sidelock or frontlock pistols and rifles, and then also recurves and longbows. And they can go out and hunt, you know, one either sex deer or a bear, given the appropriate license and stamps.
Last year was the inaugural season, and many may or may not have known about it. Well, this year the agency expects a lot more people to take advantage of the opportunity.
We got a lot of good feedback. People were going out and buying a rifle to use or a longbow to use, and people seemed to really enjoy it.
Last year's initial season marked the first time in West Virginia that the big game seasons had been extended past the first of the year. There was always concern about doing that before for over-harvest, but Skelly says that's not a big worry anymore.
To this point, using this style of equipment, we're not really worried in getting too big of a harvest. I guess most people are just trying to have a good time out in the woods. Yeah, we're not too concerned with over-harvesting here.
During the inaugural season, hunters killed 659 deer and one bear. That was in Preston County. Now, Skelly anticipates that will increase this year, especially with the bear. But he also says concerns have always been that hunters would be killing mature bucks that had already dropped their antlers. And while that's still certainly a possibility, the data shows it's not likely.
It's an either-sex hunt. And so we did put a category in for hunters to mark whether their buck had shed when they check it on the electronic licensing system. And that rate was relatively low. About 10% of people reported that the deer that they had shot had already shed its antlers.
It all gets started on Thursday and runs through Sunday. Again, it is a primitive firearms season. Sidelock, percussion, or flintlock muzzle-loading rifles or pistols. And for archery, longbows and recurves are the only ones allowed. You do need to have your 2020 hunting license. And since it is a firearm season for deer, you're required to wear blaze orange. Good luck. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.